Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Jennifer Ferriano, and we're talking about her latest novel, Questions. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, you're an interesting person. I read biographical information about you, and I know that you started writing at a young age. You started writing when you were in middle school. Was there someone or something that influenced you or inspired you when you were that young to start writing?
I think I've always written. I lived with my grandparents until I was about 12. And one of the rooms in the house was a library. And we're talking floor to ceiling. And the easy books were on the bottom so I could get to them. And then I ended up discovering that I could climb on a chair and get to the bigger books and the better books. And so I've always read, and it's always been I can do that. Though I think I've always wanted to write. And I've always written, you know, like little ditties and little short stories and all the way through school. So it just kind of, you either write or you don't write. You know, there's no excuses in between.
It's like so, Yoda said, you either do or don't do, right? There's no try.
Yeah, I mean, there's no try. You know, and it's funny because Yoda sits on my desk right next to my computer.
Oh, I love it. I had no idea.
I got this little tiny Star Wars figure, and he just sits there, and it's try or try not. You know, do or do not, there is no try. And, you know, you can, if you're going to write, you can either give up the television, don't go shopping as much, because you're going to have to make time.
You're absolutely right.
It's not something that you're going to sit down and go, well, you know, I think I'll write tonight. No, you think you'll write every night. Take Christmas off. Take your birthday off.
Do you write every day?
Take a day off here and there.
Do you write every day? You
do? Every day.
And you also...
I get home from work at 9:30 at night and hit the computer.
You also read every day, don't you?
Yes. I write for 2 hours. I either write or I edit or I research, depending on what I'm writing. But then when I go to bed, I read for about an hour until I go to sleep.
This is your fifth novel. Is that right?
Yes.
Where did the plot for Questions come from? And let's give them a little bit of an overview, because this is sort of high finance, big business, the oil business. The book is fascinating. I read the excerpt and I'm hooked already. So tell me a little bit about it so that our listeners will know what's going on.
Okay. You have your two main characters, and that would be Katrina Roberts and Richmond Michaels. And Richmond is an oil tycoon. He inherited the business because a terrorist blew up the well that his father was standing next to. Katrina is a journalist who inherited the challenge of interviewing Richmond Michaels. The only problem with that is Richmond does not ever do an interview. He hates the media with passion. There's a reason for that. It's in the book, but he absolutely hates the media. He doesn't trust them. He doesn't like them. He won't talk to them. So when Katrina shows up, she did not call ahead to say, I'd like an appointment, because she knew that if she did, he would just say no. So she just decided to show up on his doorstep and see what he said. What she didn't realize was that he was looking for a temporary secretary that was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. So he just jumps to the conclusion that she's his secretary. So when his first question is, can you type? Oh, my God, they finally sent me somebody that looks professional. She has no clue where he's going with this, so she just kind of runs with it. And then, of course, you know, her ethics get in the way because she doesn't want to lie to him and say, I'm not a reporter. But at the same time, now she's trying to figure out how to get out of the mess that she got herself into. So he's also the vice president and CEO of the company, which nobody knows. I mean, he's two people, which is, you know, his father had come up with years before to kind of protect him when he was out in the field because the oil riggers don't really want to work with the owner's son. So they came up with a whole different persona.
Plus, it gives him a different insight into the business, don't you think? Isn't that part of the reason as well?
And he says in the book, you know, he said, I went out and I literally got dirty. I played in the mud and the oil and got dirty, you know, because that's what you have to do. And there was no way that my father was going to let me take over the business without me knowing the entire business. So he's got to figure out how to tell her who he really is. Because, you know, she's a reporter. And she really wants to interview Richmond Michaels, and she's actually sitting across from him and not knowing it.
I love that plot twist.
a good portion of the book, she's, you know, and he's got this dry sense of humor. Like, she's trying to tell him that she's a reporter, and she's, you know, basically saying, well, you know, you're not going to like this. And he already knows, because he did his research while he was out, that she's a reporter. So now he's really mad, you know, but she's trying to tell him, and it kind of amuses him. She's trying to tell him something that he already knows, but he's going to let her just go ahead. And she's like, well, you're really not going to like this. So he hands her, you know, really nice scotch and says, you know, nothing that can't be fixed. And she says, no, this is really bad. And his comeback is, well, I don't know. I think it's a pretty good scotch.
I love this setup. And there's this attraction between the two of them. And yet at the same time, we don't want to give the listeners too much information, but I just loved this because this sets up a really, really interesting plot. And you've got terrorism involved. You've got they're attracted to each other, but they're not sure. And what do you do? And maybe not. And I don't know. I haven't been honest. And you get into all that he said, she said, oh, no, what am I going to do kind of stuff. And I loved this. I read the excerpt. The book is on Amazon, and we'll give the listeners information about how to find it. And so I went to Amazon, and I started reading the excerpt. When I finished what was there on Amazon, I thought, wait a minute, what's going to happen? So you've done a great job of hooking me on the book. Where did you get the idea for the oil business? Have you had any kind of experience with the oil business?
Not a bit, other than the stuff I put in my car.
So you just, this just came out of the air?
It did, pretty much. The book was written, it was the beginning. I wrote it way back in 1995, 96. And I had a friend, you know, back then it was AOL 2.0 or 3.0. And I had a friend in Louisiana who was actually in the oil business. And he sent me pictures of oil explosions and, you know, what they were looking like. Because I thought, well, you know, if he's going to be very, very rich, oil is as good a place to start as any. And about that time, you know, we ended up blowing up. Well, we didn't blow up, but they blew up a lot of oil wells over in the Middle East. And I thought, well, you know, I don't want to put him in the Middle East. So we'll pick a spot somewhere else and put an oil well in there, and then we'll blow it up. And about that time, sad to say, 9/11 happened. And I actually quit writing the book for the simple reason that, you know, search engines are out there, and I'm not going to be studying terrorists and oil wells. And I thought, no, you know, these people with Ray-Bans and shiny shoes and black suits are going to show up at my doorstep. And it's going to be really hard for me to convince them that, no, I'm really doing research. So I put it away for years, and then, you know, I just brought it out. It was like you're going through a bunch of boxes, and you're like, oh, my God, you know, I remember this one. But it ended up changing so much, you know, in the second version, as I call it, questions part two. But oil is you get very rich very fast. And he didn't really know. He knew the oil business, but Richmond didn't know the office business as well, because his father had always taken care of that. So he gets kind of thrown into, you know, he's used to having control of everything in his office. She actually tells him at the beginning of the book, you know, it looks like second graders played on your computer.
I thought that was great.
Like, lucky me, they at least didn't write on the walls, you know. So,
well, let's tell the listeners.
He has his challenges.
Let's tell the listeners where they can find the book. Now, I said earlier that I went to Amazon.com, which is usually my go-to place. And it's really simple. There's a search feature on Amazon. If you use their drop-down menu, you just click on the books and then put in, it's a very simple title, Questions by Jennifer. And I'm going to spell your name so that we make sure that the listeners can find it easily. Jennifer. And then your last name is Ferriano. Ferriano. And if they'll just type that in that search feature for books and then just click on it, it comes up. And up in the upper left-hand corner, there's always a little message that blinks and says, open here. And if they click on that, it comes right up to the excerpt. And there's a very nice excerpt. I thought they did a great job of putting just enough of the book in the excerpt that it really makes the reader want to go ahead and get the other part of the book. So they'll click buy here. Now, if there's anywhere else that they could go to, Jennifer, to find the book, where would that be?
BarnesandNoble.com carries it. Books-A-Million.com carries it. And my website will take you directly to either one of those, and that would be JenniferFerrano.com.
Good. What else is on the website, Jennifer?
Well, there's several different excerpts. If you go on the website, the first thing you'll notice is that the person that did the website did an awesome job. I'm very happy with him. And it opens up with the title of the book, and then it has flames coming up from the bottom of the page, which I thought was really great. And it's then it goes to about the book, and then it goes to about the author. And then there are a lot of excerpts on that, pieces of, you know, what I thought was some of the best, most interesting and some of the most fun things to write. There's a few that will kind of hook you even more. If you're not already hooked, that'll do it. You know.
Did you have a target audience? Did you have a target audience in mind?
It was kind of difficult because you know, obviously it's not something for children. It does have some romance in it. And I did blow up a house and an oil well, so there is that. But the target audience is anybody that likes thrillers and anybody that likes romance. You mix the two of them together, that's combustible.
I love it. You're absolutely right. What else are you doing from an electronic standpoint? Are you doing some social media?
I do have Jennifer Ferrano on Facebook. I'm not doing Twitter because I just haven't, you know, I'm not technically savvy yet. My son is trying, but that doesn't work real well with me. So Twitter keeps telling me I have an account and it won't tell me what it is. So, you know, Twitter and I are not getting along.
Maybe you'll get a better relationship in the future. I know of an exciting event that your book is going to be involved with. They're featuring your book at the Frankfurt International Book Fair to be held in October in Frankfurt, Germany. How do you feel about that?
October in Frankfurt, Germany. I spent some time in Germany in October, a few years back. That's the middle of Oktoberfest. So this should be fun to watch. I'm very excited that it's going to be there. Would be more excited if I was going to be there.
But how thrilling that they're featuring your book.
It is. I'm just overjoyed.
This is a big deal. I mean, it's an international book fair. And it's
5 days.
Yes, it is. And if any of the listeners are by any chance going to be in Frankfurt, Germany, they should Google the Frankfurt International Book Fair and find out about it. I know it's in October. I think it begins the 11th. I think it's the 11th through the 15th, if I remember correctly.
That sounds about right. And they say that there are thousands and thousands of people that show up. And what I'm hoping, there are also producers that show up.
Yeah, I think this
producers.
This would make a
producers.
Oh yeah, this would make a great movie or a made-for-TV movie. It would be. It's so visual, and the characters are so good and so solid. I agree with you. I think this would make a really good visual presentation of some kind. Yeah, that's exciting. You'll let me know.
It would be fun.
You'll let me know if that happens, right?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Matter of fact, the whole world will know if that happens because I'll be out. You know, I work at an airport, so I'll be out screaming in the middle of the hallways.
I love it. If you could, leave our listeners with one thought about your book, what would you like to say to them? What would you like to leave them with, Jennifer?
You mean besides buy the book?
Yes, besides buy the book.
besides buy the book. The thought is that you really don't know people sometimes. You know, it's like people have their own different persona when they're with different people. And if you read the book, you find out that, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes in almost any subject, even oil wells and interviews. So I would like them to read the book with the fact that, number one, you know, we always have a happy ending. I don't write sad endings. I refuse to. So it is going to have a happy ending regardless of what the middle is. You know, read the first and the last and the middle if you want to. But I think that out of the five that I've written so far, this was probably the most fun. So you're going to have a fun read. It's not going to take you forever to go through it. You don't need a dictionary. You don't need Google search. You know, I don't go into a lot of details. There's certainly no gory details in there. So, you know, it's not something that they would worry about leaving laying around for the teenager to get a hold of. So besides buy the book, I would hope that they would enjoy the book. I certainly enjoyed writing it. It was fun.
Well, it was delightful. I enjoyed talking with you so much, and I think Questions is such a terrific book. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
You're very welcome, and thank you for having me.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Book on Air, and until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thanks so much for listening.